to film it. And then when they showed it on TV, it was only a couple of minutes.
I love the demolition derby. And I think I saw one about 10, 15 years ago at the Racine County Fair, if I'm not mistaken.
At the Walworth County Fair, I was the announcer for two of them. And they had me on a platform. I was there with my daughter. And you get pelted with these rocks and dirt bombs and everything because they're skidding. And I said, I can't stand here. It hurts. I mean, getting hit in the head with dirt bombs and everything. But I love stock car racing. I like the hometown stock car racing. You know, the Daytona stuff is nice, but the stuff that's homegrown, where you can sit at the stadium and watch these guys really get dirty and crash up and get out and shake hands afterwards, I love that kind of stuff.
All right, we should go to the races sometime. I got to get going, but have a great weekend, Don.
Hey, you too.
Let me be on the show, man.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Mike Clemens, Sports Reports, right here at WRJN, where you find local news and timeless hits. 8 o'clock on the noggin. Speaking about news, here's CBS News Now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden's delivered what his campaign hoped would be a comeback news conference. And the jury's out among members of his own party.
The question is whether or not there'll be more defections, and I'm hearing that there will be.
CBS News contributor Ashley Etienne, after more than three more House Democrats called on Mr. Biden to drop out of the presidential race following last night's appearance before reporters. Among them, our Nancy Cordes.
Biden's night was marred by a couple of missteps. Right at the start of the press conference, he transposed the names of his opponent and his running mate.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
He made a similar mistake a couple of hours earlier when introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Donald Trump mocked those gaffes on social media, but the Biden camp overall was pleased with the news conference. They felt he showed a command and depth on foreign policy that his opponent cannot match.
Total number of Democrats now calling on Mr. Biden to withdraw from the race, 17. Warning to cell phone customers this morning, AT&T says data from about 109 million accounts was illegally downloaded in April. The company says it included records of calls and texts from 2022. At least one person has been arrested. AT&T says the FBI is investigating. Desperation is growing in southeast Texas, where hundreds of thousands of people are waking up to a fifth day with no power after Hurricane Beryl. CBS's Janet Chamlian is in Houston.
All of our food ruined the day before yesterday, so we haven't eaten since the day before yesterday.
These families have been 4 days without power. The food in their refrigerators has gone bad. They've been waiting hours in line for a handout from the Houston Food Bank.
Houston's main utility provider, accused of not being prepared for the storm, says 80% of customers there could have power back by the end of the weekend. Prosecutors will try to prove Alec Baldwin acted recklessly at his involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico today. CBS's Elise Preston.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer in charge of the movie set Rust, could be called to the witness stand today. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in April and sentenced to 18 months in prison. Gutierrez-Reed is expected to plead the fifth.
Just one chip was enough to bring tears to the eyes of a pro like Travis Kelce.
Smells like there's fumes on this thing.
Now, the family of a 14-year-old boy from Massachusetts has filed a wrongful death suit against the makers of Pocky tortilla chips after the teenager died, accepting a viral challenge. This is CBS News.
Cheers. Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The officers and deputies involved in that fatal shooting Wednesday at Cliffside Park are on leave. An outside investigation is underway into the police shooting of that 37-year-old man. June home sales in the area declined. Racine County was down 9%. Kenosha down 4%, with Walworth County year-to-year sales down 20%. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters yesterday filled the kids' pond with lake water. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. Major road closures around Milwaukee will be in effect through convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. The crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting off this guy with 2 strikes is death. It's not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on base. Look at the numbers 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of 7 series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on anyway, might as well try. It's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of 7. You're down 1 game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No.
No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's 3. When you're down 3, then you must win them or you're out.
Colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Stone to WRJN Local News, Tablet Sits. That was featured in the movie The Devil's Advocate. Remember that movie with Al Pacino playing the devil and Keanu Reeves was in that movie? That was a good film, and that song was featured a few times in the movie. All right, a lot of people getting married this time of year. It's a summer, a lot of weddings taking place. Do you think it's okay to ban kids from the wedding? No little kids in the wedding at all. You think that's okay? A lot of people say, yeah, it is. So I guess when you get an invitation in the mail and they have the word kids with one of those Ghostbuster things running through it, you might find one of those. Buffalo Springfield now. It's 8:11 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits, for what it's worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand.
I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Lost and Timeless Hits from Tommy James and the Shondells. I Think We're Alone Now. Tiffany had a good hit with that song. I think in the late 80s, Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now. She had a good version of that song. It's 8:16 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Friday. A weekend's coming around. It is going to be hot. Today's sunny with a high near 80. Tomorrow's sunny, highs 83. Sunday, sunny, highs near 92. You know, we've been hearing about this heat wave going across America. And so far, we haven't been touched by it. It's been beautiful. Now we're going to be touched by it a little bit. All right. Here's something that everybody complains about. Heinz Canada launched a petition on change.org to force the hot dog and bun companies to sell in equal amounts. Now, did you see the movie Father of the Bride with Steve Martin? He has a meltdown of the supermarket. Because the buns come in packages of 10 and the hot dogs in packages of 8 or vice versa. And he said they're in cahoots. The bun people are in cahoots with the hot dog people. Yeah, it was 10 buns and 8 hot dogs. And he said, I'm going to open up the buns and remove the 2 superfluous buns that I'm not going to use. And I'm not paying for them. I'm only paying for 8 buns. And of course, you wind up in jail. But yeah, you know, I always wondered about that. Are the hot dog people in cahoots with the bun people?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You'll have to think back for this one. The Atlantic did a big write-up on how it's already hard to remember what people did to fill their time before smartphones existed. I remember what I used to do. I used to stare at my hand, just waiting for something to go in there like a smartphone. And eventually it did.
Come to me when I call your name.
in the name of love, the Supremes. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, the Racine Concert Band continues its 102nd season of free concerts at the Racine Zoo this Sunday night at 7:30 for a fun evening with great music. And this week, we'll feature Associate Professor of Music at Carthage College, Greg Berg. Greg teaches everything from opera history to popular music in America and is an accomplished composer, having composed 5 original one-act operas. In addition to composing, he has considerable musical theater experience, directing many musicals for the Racine Theater Guild. He'll be showcasing some of his talent by singing some of his operatic songs. And our second soloist will feature the Racine Concert Band's own Kyle Miskovic. He'll be playing the xylophone, Log Cabin Blues. The concert continues with even more featured works, too. Now, I hope you can join them. It's all free. It's at the Racine Zoo. Easiest way to get in is go to the north end of the zoo on Augusta Street. Come in. Doors open at the gates open at 7 o'clock. Bring your blankets. Bring your long chairs. Bring some food if you like. Bring some drink. No alcohol, though. And enjoy it. I'll be your MC once again this Sunday night at 7:30. We always have a good time there at the zoo. It runs about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes. So it's a great evening. We get you out before the sun falls down completely. And you'll just have a great time. The free concerts at the zoo, 102nd year of them. Yeah. And conductor Mark Eichner will be there again conducting the band. Also, there's a contest every week, too. A trivia contest. They give away an American flag. Win or lose, doesn't matter if you win or lose, your name is put into a drawing for the Summer Sweepstakes Spectacular, which is the last concert on August 11th, I think it is, this year. And they give away a ton of prizes, foods, gifts, and everything. So come on down to the Racine Zoo Sunday night, 7:30, and enjoy a free concert from the Racine Concert Band. Right now at WRJN, it's news from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big 7 swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Law enforcement is laying low with information about that deadly shooting at Cliffside Park Wednesday. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police at the park following a report of a suspicious person laying face down on a park path. Village police, along with Racine County Sheriff's deputies, ended up using deadly force after they say the suspect shot a gun. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave with an investigation by outside law enforcement underway. June home sales in the area took a hit, according to the latest report from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties saw declines, with Walworth coming in with the most significant year-to-year decrease at 21%. Racine and Kenosha counties' sales were down 9% and 4% respectively. The realtors continue to warn that there is significant long-term danger without new construction of single-family and condo units. It's been a long time since the kids' pond at Salmonorama needed to get stocked. Preparations for the return of the Salmonorama Festival got going yesterday, with Racine firefighters sucking up lake water and putting it into the kids' pond. The 50th iteration of the fishing contest gets going today, with the return of live music, food, and more. It's a 9-day run in downtown Racine with fireworks tonight. A Kenosha County tradition takes place this weekend. Bristol Progress Days starts today, with the 3-day event featuring the Miss Bristol crowning, a parade tomorrow, and fireworks Sunday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
The
mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. Turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then... yeah.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You'd write enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
Baby James Taylor, how sweet it is at WRJM. Local news, timeless hits. Do you ever answer an email with an emoji? You put the emojis on there. Be careful. A judge in Canada ruled emojis are legally binding. A farmer sent a thumbs up emoji after a buyer texted him a contract. The farmer claims he was just letting the buyer know he had gotten the text. The judge said, no, that's a valid signature. And he breached the contract by not fulfilling the order. So watch out what you do with those emojis. They're dangerous. It's 6:30. It's 8:38 at WRJN. These are the Beach Boys.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Traveling band at WRGN local news, timeless hits, a sunny, hot weekend coming around. We're going to hit a high of 92 on Sunday. Right now, it's sunny and 72 at Radio Park. Kingsmen, Louie Louie. Every time I hear that, I think of Animal House. Remember in Animal House, they were singing Louie Louie in the bar with, what was the name of that band? Otis Day and the Knights. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Otis Day. Otis, yep. My man. That was good. All right, this is interesting here. You always think that famous people are rich. They have a lot of money. Well, here are three examples of people that are not rich. These rock stars. Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood Mac. He claims he went bankrupt 7 times.
Yep.
Billy Joel hired his own brother-in-law to handle his affairs and got screwed. The guy stole millions from him while taking out loans and making risky investments in his name. I assume the brother-in-law is not involved anymore in his life. And John Oates from Hall & Oates. He found out he went broke in 1987 and freely admits he lived above his means. At the time, he claimed that the $50 in his wallet was the only liquid assets that he had. See? Being famous.
I believe that.
Even on the radio means, you know, people think we're very rich on the radio. We're not.
Christie Brinkley was the one that realized, it wasn't until he married Christie Brinkley that he realized that she found out that he's broke. She goes, do you know what he's doing to you? And that was Christie found that out for Billy Joel. He was still totally unaware.
And that was his brother-in-law?
That was his brother-in-law. Yeah, it's a long, it's a really cool
brother?
Story.
Christie Brinkley's brother?
No, his first wife's brother-in-law.
Oh, his first wife, okay, all right.
Because his brother-in-law in the first marriage actually supported Billy. Well, of course he did. So Billy Joel just kept him in charge, and it was Christie Brinkley finding out that he was being screwed, so to speak.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to my money. I think I invested in food and mortgage payments.
Me too.
to take care of my money. 847 to WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Foundations, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And finally, on average, people keep two secrets from friends and family. Stuff involving mental health is the most common. Others include embarrassing incidents, snack habits, smoking, and get this, internet history. And by the way, when you delete the internet history, it doesn't delete from your phone. They can get it. I don't want to spook you or anything. But it does happen. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you again Monday. You enjoy the weekend. We got special programs all weekend long. But coming up next, don't go anywhere. Cindy Huber has got local news and timeless hits all day till 2 o'clock. Then it's Kurt Vollman at 2 o'clock right here at WRJN. Enjoy the weekend. Keep cool. It's going to be hot out there. And if you know somebody who doesn't have air conditioning, like a neighbor, an elderly person, yes, and you do, invite them over to cool off in your house. Have a nice conversation with them. Watch a TV show or something, or a movie. Just keep them cool, all right? 856 WRJN. Keep it right here.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through. Let me know everything's all right.
walk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where President Biden held his first solo news conference in 8 months last night as he tried to convince Democrats.